Mexican troops build border city migrant camp for Trump's mass deportations. By Cartel Chronicles on January 23, 2025. Mexican military forces began building a large-scale migrant detention center in the border city of Matamoros, Tamaulipas. The project is in preparation for the expected mass deportations announced by the administration of President Donald J. Trump. Since the start of the week, members of Mexico's Navy, Marina, sealed and fenced off the municipal stadium in Matamoros, where they began to build facilities expected to house and hold a large number of deported migrants. The rarely used stadium is in a central location with easy access to two of the main ports of entry in the city, Gateway and B&M International Bridge, which connect the two border cities of Brownsville and Matamoros. The large facility, which is still under construction, already has a medical team on staff, including an ambulance from Marina, as well as more than 20 heavily armed Mexican Navy infantrymen providing security to the compound. The large-scale migrant camp follows a series of steps announced by Mexico's President Claudia Sheinbaum, who previously revealed that federal and state governments were preparing for the arrival of newly deported migrants. Marina is expected to build similar camps in Mexico's top border cities, including Reynosa, Piedras Negras, Ciudad Juarez, and Tijuana. The expected deportations are part of Trump's executive orders signed on Monday regarding border security and immigration. As Breitbart Texas reported, in Mexico, various agents with Mexico's National Migration Institute, INM, were directly involved with human smuggling organizations and with the drug cartels that controlled all the goods that crossed the border. Migrants who could not pay the necessary bribes to INM agents were at times turned over to criminal organizations. Editor's note: Breitbart Texas traveled to Mexico City and the states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and their original Spanish. This article was written by J.A. Espinosa and J.C. Sanchez from Tamaulipas.